Leading our news this morning, relatives of Andrew Chan and Maran Sukumaran will visit the men today for the first time since they were moved to an Indonesian island to await their executions. It's almost a week since the two Australian drug smugglers were transferred from their Bali prison under high security. Members of the European Parliament have written to Indonesia's president urging him to call off the executions. A report into the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 has revealed the battery of the underwater locator beacon ran out more than a year before the plane vanished. The year-long investigation has failed to shed new light on the mystery. The flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing went missing a year ago with 239 people on board, including six Australians. A court in Moscow has charged two men in connection with the murder of Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. One of the men has admitted being involved in the shooting more than a week ago. The two accused are reportedly of Chechen origin. Three other suspects have also appeared in court and have been remanded in custody. And a coroner will hand down his findings today into a fatal nursing home fire in Sydney in 2011. Former nurse Roger Dean is serving a life sentence for deliberately starting the fire at the Quakers Hill nursing home that killed 14 people. The inquest was told that Dean was unsupervised, had access to drugs, and his work references hadn't been checked by the nursing home's owners.